All right, it's Tuesday. Let's wrap crunch time with what are you doing? Lots of wondering. Did you think before you spoke? Did you think before you hit post? Obviously not. Let's get rolling. Nick goes first.
To the Colorado Eagles of the ECHL, I ask.
What are you doing?
The ECHL is the East Coast Hockey League, which has dozens of teams along the Atlantic seaboard and teams as far out west as Idaho and Colorado and Texas, classic cities that you always associate being on the East Coast. In the 2018 Kelly Cup playoffs, the Colorado Eagles won the Kelly Cup. It's a title that comes with a trophy, plenty of prestige in the ECHL, except there were some problems with the Eagles as they were leaving the ECHL after that season for the AHL, and they decided to keep the Kelly Cup during this move. You see it all the time with the Stanley Cup. Each player on the winning team gets a day with it. They can do whatever they want, and then at the end of the day, the key here is they give it back. With the Kelly Cup, teams like Duke get to keep the cup for a season after they win it, but only keep it if they repeat as champions, so it's a common courtesy to return the trophy you've won if you're not going to win it again. The Eagles claim that they've tried to return the Kelly Cup in the mail, but the fact that it hasn't been returned and the Newfoundland Growlers got to raise the newly commissioned Kelly Cup shows you that you haven't tried to mail the cup back to its headquarters even a little bit. The Athletic reported that the Eagles have the cup in a case with a shipping label on it, ready to go. I guess at this point, the Eagles should just keep the cup forever since they've left the ECHL and they've already made a new one, but let's not let the standard be stealing trophies from leagues, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To the Durant conspiracy theorists, I ask.
What are you doing?
I really think one of the most high-level athletes with an off-season of perhaps the most lucrative free agency period pending just haphazardly took the court on the word of his general manager or owner. Or any one person. You really think he didn't check with multiple medical experts, get many opinions, and properly determine the risks of returning? Really think he did not understand the potential of re-aggravating or re-injuring, or because the tendency is to be a little overprotective of the injured area, leave another limb or ligament vulnerable? Really talking about malpractice? These guys know their bodies. It's their moneymaker. Think how hard KD worked to get back on the court to be with his mates with the season in the balance. Grow up, people, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To the St. Louis Dispatch, I ask.
What are you doing?
St. Louis Dispatch subscribers were greeted to a great sight while reading the e-edition of the Sunday morning news. Congratulations to our champions, the St. Louis Blues. The full-page length ad read with photos along of the Blues celebrating on the ice. Finally, after 51 seasons, the Blues got to lift a cup, and now local St. Louis fans are going to read all about the parade, the great behind-the-scenes stories of the players' heroics, where you can see the Stanley Cup. All of it was laid out in this great article, and there are two problems. The Blues hadn't won the cup yet, and they played later that day, and karma decided rightfully they would lose. The Dispatch already got a quote from my majority owner Tom Stillman on how much it meant to win the cup, which was so annoyingly cliche, it actually makes me wonder if it was a real quote. And they doubled down on this as well, not calling it a leak, but a preview of what is to come, which only makes the jinx worse. The Blues didn't lose because Bruins Tuukka Rask stood on his head the whole game. They lost because the St. Louis Dispatch jinxed them, and the NHL, one of the more superstitious leagues ever, didn't allow that to happen. The NHL gods do not respect people taking claims to titles they haven't won yet. It's not a good look, and now the Bruins have two mystical forces on their side, momentum and karma. It's all over, Blues, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To what I'm terming the justification patrol, I ask.
What are you doing?
So as KD pulls up lame last night, we heard the despicable cheers from the Toronto fans. And if we learned anything, it's each fan base includes imbeciles who live vicariously through a team. A team, for the most part, wouldn't know who you are if you showed up at the offices of the athletic department or franchise headquarters and dropped down dead in front of them. So it's not solely on the Raptor fans, but those on Twitter who said it's because of who Golden State is, or that Durant's been a jerk, or they're arrogant. What in the actual flibbertigibbet is wrong with you people? So Durant's been off-putting on social media.
That's a fake word.
So he's
say it again. Say it
flibbertigibbet. And there's a movie called Joe Versus the Volcano, and Meg Ryan says that word. It's brilliant. So all of a sudden, he's Michael Vick or Greg Hardy, but because your pathetic feelings are hurt, or because the Dubs kicked your team's ass, you cheer injury? Sorry, folks, you failed the decency test. as we ask.
What are you doing?
I'll give you a dollar if you can spell it.
No.
Okay, fair enough. On a similar line, to the people that are mad at the Raptor fans that cheered when Kevin Durant got hurt, I ask.
What are you doing?
To start it all off, I'm surprised you're surprised. 17,000 plus people were at a game last night, and something like 16,998 of them were rooting for the Raptors to win. Put any other fan base in a situation where they're one game away from winning a championship, and their odds of winning just got better, those fans are gonna cheer, even if it's because of an injury. Yes, it's not a good look. It looks bad. It doesn't even look good for the Canadian stereotype that all Canadians are polite, and shame on all 17,000 people there for not ripping out their Achilles from their leg and offering it to KD to make him better. Fans are going to do bad things in the moment when they're rooting for their team to win, and honestly, I don't believe many of the people who are big time mad online saying that the Raptor fans should have been better in the moment, because if it was your team in that situation, you probably would have done the same thing. Please remember that these are fans who are not big time classy capital J journalists in the stands who don't say we when they're talking about their team. I'm surprised you're surprised this all went down, as I ask.
What are you doing?
And on a personal note, to the baseball injury gods, I ask.
What are you doing?
So now it's comeuppance time. After 40 American League pennants, 27 World Series, the playoffs every year, you decided, now let's load up the IL. So the Yankees got Didi Gregorius back 8 months after Tommy John surgery, so you had to play point-counterpoint and remove their top starter, Domingo Germán. Severino's been on the shelf all season with a right rotator cuff strain. Herman's been diagnosed with a flexor strain. The arrival of Giancarlo Stanton's been delayed due to a rehab setback. Aaron Judge has an oblique and has played just 20 games. Starting third baseman Miguel Andujar is done for the season with a torn shoulder labrum. And Dellin Betances may be back by the end of June with a shoulder impingement. Baseball gods, I get it's part of the game, but it's enough, as I ask.
What are you doing? What?
I forgot Giancarlo Stanton was a Yankee.
Why would
he hasn't played in so long. When you said he was on their IL list, I forgot he was on the team.
I think that proves my point. All right, that's a wrap. Take a break. We'll be back. Sports Talk is next. 95.3 The Score.